It's time to talk Dictionary of Sydney. Nicole Karma joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is a fascinating one because, of course, if you've ever looked at housing in Sydney, thought about housing in Sydney, you know that, you know, you're pretty much lucky if you've got a balcony these days. So the idea
Let alone an estate.
The idea of Sydney having estates at any point is still mind-blowing. It's up there with the idea of Surrey Hills being given away as farming land because it was too far from the
city. Yeah, that's right.
Way too far on the outskirts of Sydney town. But one of these estates still exists.
Yes, Yooralla.
Wow.
And, you know, it doesn't surprise me you mentioned you hadn't heard of it because so many people haven't that I mentioned Yooralla and a lot of people say the same thing.
Mystified.
Yeah, and yet it has actually been classified by the National Trust as the most significant suburban Edwardian estate in New South Wales, and it's here in Sydney. And you would expect, you know, as an estate, you'd think, oh, probably somewhere, you know, in a rural area or in a country town, but no, it's in Sydney, and it's extraordinary. And if you haven't visited it, I highly recommend it. You can go to the grounds. You can't really go inside the main mansion because it's still in use as a health facility.
The main mansion.
Yes, the main mansion.
Right.
It's extraordinary. It really is. So Yooralla actually covered over 100 acres when it was, and it actually originally formed part of a land grant in the 1790s, which is a really early land grant when you think about it, because most of the grants were kind of happening closer to the city. And it was to the convict, Isaac Nichols.
Really?
And I kind of read up a little bit about him, and apparently I think they kind of made him superintendent of convicts because he was bigger than the rest probably, but and a bit tough. But he was granted land there, and that actually was acquired later on in I think it was the 1840s by the Scottish banker Thomas Walker. He was a banker and, oddly enough, philanthropist, which interesting combination.
These days you don't get that.
And so he acquired the estate, and in the 1850s he commissioned the very, very well-known colonial architect, Edmund Blackett, to design. And I believe the words were a cottage on his land, which ended up being an Italianate mansion.
Wow.
And it's extraordinary. It's a really beautiful building. And, you know, Edmund Blackett was, of course, the architect also behind many of the buildings at the University of Sydney. So that's just to give some context.
I don't think it's the first time we've talked about him.
He's definitely not a first mention there. But so the Walker family lived there from about 1870, but their first Christmas was kind of marred by tragedy when Thomas's wife, Jane, died from tuberculosis.
Oh.
And so he asked his sister Joanna to be governess to his daughter Edith Campbell Walker. And Edith became a very, very prominent philanthropist in Sydney society and a society lady. She became a dame as well.
Oh, wow.
Dame Edith Campbell Walker. And so after Thomas's death in 1886, he actually left about £100,000, which is a lot of money at that time.
That's a huge amount of money at that time.
To be used to establish and maintain a free convalescent hospital at Yooralla. And that was opened in 1893. Now, that building is now the Rivendell... Have you heard of this? The Rivendell Child, Adolescent and Family Unit.
Rivendell, yeah.
And that's a mental health facility for young people. And, of course, it gets its name if you know your Tolkien.
It does.
From the Elven realm. So it's really fascinating. So Yooralla also saw its kind of fair share of famous guests. And one of them was the Prince of Wales later, King Edward VIII. Very briefly, King Edward VIII, before he abdicated, of course. And he was a guest in 1920. And then in 1927, Queen Elizabeth II's parents also visited. The Queen Mother herself.
The Queen Mother visited.
So Edith kind of entertained some very, very famous guests. But she was also, as I mentioned, a philanthropist. And she held fundraising events and social events at Yooralla Estate for the Deaf and Blind Society, the Kindergarten Association. So she poured kind of that money that she inherited from her father into very kind of social causes. And she also turned the estate's grounds into a convalescent home during the First World War for soldiers suffering from tuberculosis. So she did quite a bit during her lifetime.
They really took this philanthropy seriously.
They really did.
It wasn't just about getting your name in the papers.
Maybe that was why it became such a kind of the place to be in Sydney society, was in Concord West in Yooralla. And so Edith actually died in 1937, and both her and her father's will stipulated that the estate be used for benevolent purposes. They're just continuing it on. But over time, some of the buildings on the estate actually fell into disrepair. So I should mention that the restoration efforts have been kind of pushed by the Canada Bay Heritage Society, which is really, really nice to know that there are people kind of fighting to really preserve this extraordinary estate. And if you ever get a chance, get to one of their open days. They're really rare. I think they only host two a year.
Wow.
But look up the website. You get all the money kind of is poured into the preservation of that place. And just as a note, I used to go there all the time as a child, and there was this kind of man-made grotto that they had commissioned on the estate. This is yet another amazing feature of Urella. And it's just, I think they even got Italian kind of stonemasons to build this thing. And it's, you know, from what I remember as a child, you know how you kind of always remember things completely differently as
yes,
a child? Like you
yes,
think
yes,
there were
yes.
fairies there were other magical creatures. I don't think it's quite what I remember, but it is extraordinary. So if you ever get a chance, check it out.
We will put a link up to their notifications about open days on 2SER.com. You mentioned Canada Bay. I think we actually forgot to even say this is in Concord. This is
yes,
miles.
That's right.
Out.
That's
this
right.
Is really close.
Really close. Yep.
Amazing. Nicole Kalmar, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
DictionaryofSydney.org is where you can get more stories, of course.